to understand the secret of life. Why am I here to try again? Will I always, will you always see the truth when it stares you in the face? Will I ever, will I never free myself, breaking these chains? Give my heart, give my soul, I'll turn it back, it's my fault. Your destiny is forlorn, have to live till it's done. I give my heart, give my soul, I turn it back and then at last I'll be on my way. I've been living for so long, many seasons pass me by. I've seen kingdoms through ages, rise and fall, I've seen it all. I've seen the horror, I've seen the wonder happening in front of my eyes. Will I ever, will I never free myself from making it right? Turn it back, it's my fault. Your destiny is forlorn. Have to live till it's done. I give my heart, give my soul. I turn it back and then at last I'll be on my way. Jillian, our dream ended long ago. Stories and all my glories I held so dear. We won't be together forever and ever, no more tears. I'll always be here to
Nani. Yeah? Hello?
Hello?
I was like, that was Nani, and nobody said anything. So,
oh.
I was a little, I was feeling a little larny.
I laughed a little bit, but oh. I guess it didn't pick it up.
Yeah. So, I really loved this Nani a lot. It was so funky and... Sorry, there's, like, stuff all over my desk. So it was so funky and cool and, like, different from anything I've ever heard you do. Your last, like, really high note in the background was awesome. And I loved the performance. And it was so different. Oh, my God, it was really cool. I'm really happy you picked this theme. It was so fun to listen to. I loved this. That's it. I don't have anything else. What do you think, Val?
Yeah, this is cool. This is like Who's Screwing You flashback. Yeah. I don't have anything to say, really.
This like, was so fun.
I know. It was like really good. I always love when you do with like high opera stuff, and I'm like jealous. I want that high stuff. I want to be high now. My only like major nitpick was like in the ver or the choruses. I wish that like you would have had a little kept the energy up, because it sounded like you were trying to like support yourself with the higher notes, so the energy was like lacking a little bit. But that's like super nitpick, because like this is awesome, and I love the mixing on it. Like the echo effect you had on it was really cool, and it made it all like epic fantasy Lord of the Rings. Rawr.
Yeah, it did sound like a battle music, like rrr,
Whenever I hear this, I always imagine this like for Sparta.
Oh my gosh.
What did you think, Sheree?
I liked it, but I wasn't as sold on it as you guys were, I think.
Dun-dun.
I'm a ginormous, huge Within Temptation fan, like ridiculously. And so, I don't know, this just kind of felt a little bit flat for me. Like Valk was saying in the choruses especially, you used the classical tone, which was great, but it was kind of underwhelming because you didn't have any power behind it. It was just high and something I would expect to hear more on Celtic Woman stuff, but not Within Temptation at all. I actually wasn't really a fan of the echo. I think if it was toned down a little bit, I would have liked it more, but it was just a bit much for me. Sometimes you were behind the beat. I did really like the bridge, though. I thought that your classical airy tone fit really well right there, but at the end of one of your words there, it went kind of flat, so it was kind of odd for me. I don't know. I'm iffy about it, but that's just me.
Okay. We can move on to Skywish. No, Lash, sorry, almost went out of order. Lash's symphonic metal song. Yeah, we can go to Lash. That was Lash.
Lash.
Sheree was talking about dirty words before this.
I was not. You were.
Well, you started it. Whatever. What do you think, Valk?
This is like one of the few Nightwish songs I know. Yay!
I like love this song. It's me, all because of Traviata.
Same. I don't know. This was kind of like. It sounded like in the verses, it sounded like you were nasal on, like, every other phrase to me. And, like, it sounded like it was pitched to me, but I'm not sure because I'm not, like, super familiar with the song. I'm just, like, used to Nightwish singing really high, so that might just be like, oh, they're supposed to sing higher than this, but it's probably the original key, so I'm just rambling.
It didn't sound pitched to me.
Yeah, I wasn't sure because like the background vocals were high, but that's also like a Nightwish thing too. So I'm gonna assume it's not pitched at all because this might be like a lower song of theirs. But like I feel like this needed a lot more of the like epic, like raw energy like Nani's had and like hers. Like yeah, it was just kind of like. I don't know. Like, Nightwish's version is, like, really, like, raw and epic and stuff. And, like, I feel like this was another one that was, like, pretty good vocal, but, like, the pow for the song wasn't there. And, like, the kind of layering stuff you did at the end, I didn't think it worked that well, because it was kind of, like, randomly thrown in there to me. But, like, I understand why you did it. I don't know. I wasn't a big fan of this one, unfortunately.
What did you think, Beloved?
I was a little bit iffy on this one again. I think most of the songs I hear you do, for some reason, just have this sense of detachment.
Yeah.
I never quite feel like you're identifying with the song, and that always translates through to the people listening. So I'm not sure it's necessarily the energy, but maybe just your emotional connection with it. Maybe just figure out what the song is about first, and if you can even if you can't really like connect with the song, like what it's about, this is a fun song. I mean, you can just have fun with it and it would translate through, but I don't know, it just kind of feels not necessarily like dead, because it's not, but just I don't know, kind of unemotional.
Yeah.
But
like even be excited that you're just doing the song.
Yeah, but you sounded good as always. There was one note at the end where you went like super crazy high in the background, and I thought that was amazing.
Yeah, that was really good.
I have that in caps. Really great job on that. I have that the entrance to the verse after the bridge was a little bit off pitch, but other than that, vocally, this was really great. Just work on like, connecting with your song. That's
all. There was one entrance that sounded like it threw you off, almost. Like, you were, like, a little nervous to come in or something. Like, it was one of the key changey ones. And I think we're thinking of the same entrance.
Yeah, I think so.
I liked your energy on this a lot. I liked your vocals. Some of your like jumps, like you did this ooh like thing was worth it.
Do that again?
No, I'm not doing it again.
Ooh.
No, stop. Don't make fun of me. Don't do it.
Oh, but I love it.
Okay, like that was kind of weird for me. I mean, that was kind of weird for me just now too. So, I don't think I had anything else really. I think those were my main notes. I liked your energy. I didn't notice the disconnect thing as much on this. I thought you were into it. I liked your energy. I think you could have had a bit more fun. Like, I know what Sheree and Valk were, like, saying, but I didn't notice it as much on this one as I did on the other one.
I don't always notice it during the choruses, actually. I feel a little bit more connection with the chorus, but the verses always kind of fall for me.
I can see that. Yeah, I don't think I have anything else to say. We can move on to Skywish. Skywishes, Skywisha. What do you think, Beravid?
Beravid Starrow.
That sounds so funny.
I know.
I don't know this song very well, so I don't know how it's supposed to be sung, but I feel like you didn't really need to sing it with such tall vowels.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded like, yeah.
Yeah, I get
Like
that
she's a
in a
chamber
lot of your
singer or
songs.
something.
Yeah, I get that in a lot of your songs. Not quite as pronounced as this time, but I've noticed that you do that in a lot of your songs, no matter what style the song is. So just be careful. I feel like this song was meant to be classically sung, but at the same time, I feel like you overdid it a little bit. A couple of your notes here and there went a little bit off pitch. Again, I feel like you maybe just pushed it a little too much, just overshot the note a little bit, fell flat at the end, you know, whichever it was. Just really be careful that you're staying on pitch. You're usually really nice and open with your tone, but I noticed in this song, whenever you said sleeping, you got really nasal. So just be careful of that. Whenever you have to sing an E vowel, you can modify the vowel to like a E or R, whatever works. Just don't make it quite so nasal. Was she topping out on some of the higher notes?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
It
that was a
sounded like it
little
was kind of
distracting.
like fixed and mixing, but it was also like kind of toppy.
Yeah. There were a couple times in the song where you had a couple really low notes and you didn't quite make it all the way down. So, the best time to record low notes is right when you wake up. I don't know why, but it just works better that
But then you
way.
have disgusting morning voice.
I know, but you only need to record that part. Then come back
That's
later.
true.
Yeah, with a song like this where it goes really high but it goes really low at the same time, you just have to figure out what time of the day you can sing what better, and just, you know, look online and I sound stupid. Research different techniques. Oh, the bridge. I really liked your background vocals if that was you. I don't know if it was you or not, but they were really
It
lovely, nicely
sounded
mixed
like
and I think it
her.
was her,
Yeah.
yeah. Right on key and nicely balanced. It was just very pretty. I liked it a lot. And then the last part, when you entered in after the bridge, it sounded really forced, even more than the first half of the song. So again, just make sure you're not forcing it out. That's all.
Yeah, I liked this Sky. I liked your energy on this a lot. It was really cool. Yeah, I have to agree though. Like, I didn't think you needed to do that. Like, weird. Like, not weird, but that really intense vocal, like, round sound. Like, I didn't think you needed that. And but then it was odd because some places you did kind of get this closed nasal sound. So it's kind of like. It was like weird. Like some moments were nasal and some moments were really open, like too open. I liked your background vocals a lot. I thought that you did have a couple moments where you topped out, but I did overall really enjoy this from you. I liked this a lot. So, what did you think, Valkyrie?
Like Kingdom Hearts, oh
Kingdom
no, Kyrie, oh no.
Hearts. I was like, what are you talking
Derp,
about? Where are you going with
I think this is my favorite one so far of yours. I liked the harmonies a lot. They were like, yeah, really well put together, and yeah, they were nice. But yeah, I agree with the like classical thing. Like it sounded like you were like standing on a stage in like this like opera dress or something, like with the mic clutched in front of you, like oh. But like it sounded good, but I kind of wish you would have toned it down a little bit. And yeah, I had like the nasalness on the E sounds too. And kind of on like the A sounds a little bit, like yeah. Nightwish doesn't make any sense. I don't like have much to say.
Wait, did everybody do Nightwish?
Nani didn't, but the
Oh,
other two
okay.
did.
Never mind. Sorry. I think I got confused.
It would have been cool if they all did Nightwish, but we got two out of three.
Yeah, we did. I don't. I need to start listening to Nightwish, I guess, because they have cool music.
Don't know. Like, I've searched for them, and like, I've only like maybe three of their songs, so.
Yeah, I like a couple of their songs. Most of it, I don't really like. I think it's because I don't really care for the singer, though, that
Yeah.
much. She's an acquired taste. That sounds really
Oh.
dirty. Pretend
Oh,
I didn't say
baby.
that. I didn't know it was a girl either. Oh my God, I'm really out of the loop. Okay. We can move on to emo rock.
Let's do.
Let's do that. Lashes up first for emo rock.